We have another story about pregnancy here. Now, never mind wearing unusual clothes or talking in incomprehensible slang, the feeling that your own child may be foreign to you starts much younger than the teenage years. In fact, it starts right back in the womb. Now, because a developing fetus is made of cells bearing proteins made from genes from both mum and dad, as we've heard, it should be recognised as a foreign invader by the mother's immune system and destroyed. Now, the fact that it isn't has been a complete mystery to developmental biologists for many decades. But now new results in the journal Science from Adrian Erlbacher and his team at the New York University School of Medicine have finally revealed how a fetus is protected from this potential deadly attack. Their findings could not only help to explain what happens when sub-pregnancies fail, but could even be extended to improving organ transplants or treating a much more undesirable growth, namely cancer.
Okay, well, let's start with the simple stuff first. So, what actually happens when the immune system recognizes something as foreign?
So normally, when our body detects something foreign, like an organ transplant, it starts an inflammatory reaction around the invader. So your tissues produce signaling molecules called chemokines, and these chemokines attract deadly immune cells called T cells, which set about attacking and destroying this foreign tissue. And this is why it's so important that transplant patients take drugs to suppress their immune system.
Now, obviously, pregnant women don't normally need to take immune-suppressing drugs. They're just pregnant. So what's going on?
Well, to find out why a mother's body doesn't label her baby as foreign, the scientists turned their attention to a structure called the decidua. And this is a specialised barrier tissue that encapsulates both the developing fetus and the placenta. And they were using mice as a model system. And the researchers discovered that the chemokine genes had been switched off in the decidua using a kind of chemical tagging known as epigenetic modifications. So these killer T cells, there were no chemokines and the killer T cells weren't being recruited there. So this immunological dead zone basically means that the fetus is protected from immune attack.
And we think the immune system might be involved in certain things like miscarriage. So will this help people who suffer recurrent miscarriages?
Absolutely. Well, at the moment, this research has only been done in mice, so the scientists do need to confirm whether the same gene silencing is at work in humans. But if it is, as you say, there could be really big implications for our understanding of why some pregnancies do fail, why some women give birth prematurely, or also why some suffer complications like diseases such as preeclampsia.
Super. Kat, thank you very much.